If it's proven that Shannon Miles pumped 15 bullets into the body of Darren Goforth, a Houston area sheriff's deputy, Miles should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But in the absence of an investigation and trial, Miles's guilt remains in question, and so does the reason for Goforth's tragic death. That didn't stop Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ron Hickman from blaming the shooting on Black Lives Matter, a movement that seeks to stop police from killing unarmed African Americans. This rhetoric has gotten out of control, Hickman said at a press conference shortly after Goforth's death. We've heard Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Well, cops' lives matter too. So why don't we just drop the qualifier and just say lives matter and take that to the bank? Hickman was right to say everyone's life matters, but in my view, just about everything else about his statement was wrong. As a law enforcement professional, Hickman should know that it's irresponsible to assign blame before an investigation has been completed. But there is an even more troubling undertone to Hickman's assertions, because Deputy Goforth was white and his alleged shooter is black. As much as we'd like to believe that doesn't matter, the truth is, it does. It matters because the so-called rhetoric of the Black Lives Matter movement centers on the fact that blacks are far more likely to be killed by police than whites. It matters because the police-related deaths of unarmed black civilians like Eric Garner, John Crawford, and Tamir Rice were caught on video, yet no police officer was convicted. It matters because no one should have to launch a movement to remind law enforcement that every life is important, no matter the color of one's skin. The Black Lives Matter movement is not responsible for the tragic shooting death of Deputy Goforth, but Hickman and others seem to believe that when black people dare to speak up about unfair police treatment, we are responsible for whatever negative actions occur afterward. In any other case, this would be called blaming the victim. But when it comes to African Americans, there seems to be a different set of rules. It's wrong that the very police officers whose salaries we pay can kill us with impunity. It's wrong that officers who kill unarmed civilians too often face secret grand jury proceedings instead of open trials. Police who kill unarmed civilians should face public scrutiny, just like Shannon Miles, the man who allegedly pumped 15 bullets into Deputy Darren Goforth. That's what Black Lives Matter activists want, and that's what Americans should expect in every case, whether the perpetrator is black or white, rich or poor, officer or civilian. Justice, after all, should be blind. I'm Solomon Jones.